Next item on the agenda is Robert Lehman, 09-0937.
Mr. Bowman,
members
of the commission, happy holidays, and my gift to you, I'm bringing you the last protested vote in case you'll ever see. 2009.
Please don't say it that way, because that sounds like a bad omen.
Mr. Robert Lehman is requesting authorization for a 646-square-foot open-sided boathouse at the end of a pier he would like to build on Boathouse Creek in New York County. The project is protested by the adjacent upstream property owner. Mr. Lehman lives at 309 Anchor Drive in the Dare section of York County. Boathouse Creek is a tributary of Chisholm Creek. We have the Pocosin River coming in from the south here, and they all dump into Chesapeake Bay. Boathouse Creek is a small creek. It's got a number of private piers on it, at least two boathouses that I can see in the aerials, and of course there are a number of boathouses up down Chisholm Creek and on the Pocosin River. We got his application in July of this year. He did seek authorization for a 90-foot-long pier with a 700-square-foot boathouse. And I want to note that the protestant is the upstream neighbor. And I just want you to see the alignment of the pier and the boathouse to the right, which is actually towards the neighbor that is not protesting. We did get revised drawings recently at the request from the Corps and by VMRC staff. We asked them to provide mineral water soundings. There was a concern that the boathouse may interfere with navigation into the small cove just upstream. And while I wasn't in attendance, the Corps of Engineers was in the boat with Mr. Lehman's contractor that took the soundings, and they were satisfied, and we're satisfied that there's adequate room to get past the pier and into the cove. In fact, the Corps has issued its regional permit 18 already. We did notify Mr. Lehman and the protestant that the pier and the lift uncovered qualified for the exemption, but we would have to come in here for a hearing before any decision can be reached on the roof. Mr. Lehman's property is shown in red. The approximate alignment of the pier and boathouse is on the slide, somewhat of a rendering on my part. You can see the cove that's just upstream where there was a concern from the Roberts, the protestants. The Roberts own the vacant lot that's immediately adjacent to Mr. Lehman, and then they own the next lot up where they make and they reside. And you see they have their own pier here out into Boathouse Creek proper. The concerns from the Roberts center on, I think, primarily the impact on their view of the waterway. They mentioned the evaluation of their property, and of course they raised the concerns about, they wanted to make sure that the pier wouldn't preclude access to the cove. I did ask Mr. Lehman to stake the four corners of the boathouse so there would be no question in anyone's mind where it was going. There's two stakes, the other two there. I'm standing in Mr. Lehman's backyard. If you pan to the left, looking upstream, you can see into the little cove. Boathouse Creek is out in here. This is just a little cove off of the creek.
The layman. What's the depth of the cove in? You know?
By the soundings that were provided, it looks like the head of the cove is bare, and that the controlling depths in the lower reach of the cove are minus 1 foot at mean low water or less. It's very, very shallow, and I'm sure it probably ebbs out completely during blowout tide. Of course, this is the view from the Lehman's, from the Roberts property. If you note the three trees here just to the right of the White House, that's on the alignment. The stakes are right here where my cursor is. So, you know, the boathouse will end about right there. And that is, of course, the view of the Roberts looking out of the cove from their deck. And just the final aerial, again, showing you the location of the pier and the protestant's property. So, in summary, the total square footage of the proposed boathouse is below the 700-square-foot threshold provided for in Section 28.2.1203, subsection 85 of the Code. The mean low water soundings confirm that the pier should not impede navigation in Boathouse Creek nor within the Code. that's owned by the Roberts. Had the boathouse proposal not been protested by the adjoining property owner, staff would have considered it statutorily authorized along with the pier and the lift. In this case, we believe the open-sided design only minimally adds to the visual obstruction already presented by the pier and boat lift. While staff is sensitive to the concerns raised by the Roberts, private piers and open-sided boathouses are very common along the waterways in York County. Therefore, after consideration of the factors contained in Section 282.1205 of the Code of Virginia, staff has recommended approval of the 19-foot wide by 34-foot long open-sided boathouse that is depicted in our drawings dated, received, and revised October 21st of this year.
Any questions of Mr. Owen? Is the applicant here, or represented?
I am.
Raise your hand.
You solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self you God.
I do.
You state your name, please.
Robert Edward Lehman.
Is there anything you'd like to add to Mr. Owen's statement or anything?
Thank you, Mr. Commissioner. No, in fact, the recap of the details of the project are very accurate as described by Mr. Owen. I would only add that great consideration went into the planning of the project. I had concerns of not overstepping any perceived boundaries that might exist in terms of encroaching on my adjacent neighbors. I approached both neighbors prior to the submission of the application to see whether or not they would have any objections. Mr. Mariniak, my non-objecting neighbor, is here, as well as a neighbor who is upstream at the very end of Boathouse Creek. Basically, Mr. Roberts objected prior to my submission of the application. I went through great detail with him the thought behind the placement of the project. He said he was not able at the time to sign off that he would not have any objection. I could just tell you that I did have concern when we, my wife and I, went forward with plans to apply for the boathouse with the visual impact, and we thought that we could mitigate it better by having the presentation that's before you. We recognize that we could potentially have Mr. and Mrs. Roberts looking at 34 feet sideways rather than the gable end. And any closer to Mr. Mariniak impacts his privacy to enjoy the view from his property running along the property line, as well as exposes our slip to the very strong blowing winds that typically come off of Chisholm Creek and down Boathouse Creek. So I beg your consideration of our application. Yes.
Questions of the gentleman? Let me see if there's any opposition. What we can do, if you want to, I'm going to give you a couple minutes to rebut. If there are any objections, and then the two gentlemen there that you brought, if they want to testify, they can.
Thank
you, sir. Is anyone here an objection to the permit?
Yes.
Good morning, sir.
Hi. Excuse me. I'm nervous.
You solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self you God. State your name for the record,
William
please.
William Roberts.
Sir.
I'm sorry that we weren't able as neighbors to resolve our disagreement with the plan as he proposed it. I will start off saying that what he has just spoken or what said is totally inaccurate. He never contacted us prior to the application of this. We never received it until about 2 days before we had a demand for a response. Either we had to approve it or not. We had been on vacation. We'd had our mail held. Coming back from vacation, we notified Mr. Lehman. We had the application already in hand. We asked him to discuss it. While that was there, can you put the aerial back on, please?
While she's doing that, how long were you on vacation? How long had that piece of mail been in your box?
The letter is we came back in on the 27th. The letter, I think, is dated the 16th. I had been gone for about 2 weeks.
So, foreseeably, the letter could have been in your box through normal mail transit. Couple weeks now.
Yes. Okay. But he has said that he discussed it with us before. He never discussed it with
him.
He did discuss it with a neighbor, and I was been told that by both Layman and Mike. So he never discussed it, never gave us a chance to have any input or discussion. When we got the application, all that was sitting there were two little sticks, bamboo sticks. We couldn't tell looking at his drawings what that meant. There was never, this aerial is the first time I've seen an actual layout of the project as you can see it in the cove. There's another exhibit he has submitted as well that actually contradicts this, and that was also in the same package apparently that he has just submitted. So if you look at exhibits 2-1 and 2-6, you'll see that the angle of this is totally different than what they've got here in the aerial. This shows it straight out. His original drawing showed it straight out, but didn't show it how it was going to impact the cove. 2-6 now shows it at an angle. But I have some pictures, but I think those are probably sufficient. I've got just a markup of the aerial, this same aerial with the line of sight. All the neighbors here come straight up the cove. There's trees on both sides, and the line of sight is straight up here in the center of the cove. And this sits dead center for everybody down upstream, I guess is the way you call it. I do have a letter from them saying that they're concerned, or the other two neighbors, that they're concerned. They would just hope he would either put it at an angle or shift it further up the lot. They've got 75 feet to work with. And Mr. Marinax, I'm not sure of the accuracy of that, but Marinax dock is about 25 feet. I think we measured that. Didn't we, Mike? It's like 25 or 30 feet from the boundary line. So if they put it at an angle or shifted it, I think the trees from the other lots and so forth would dramatically improve the view and so forth. I do have a letter from Mr. Kelly and from Mr. Barefoot, who are lots 3 and 2, basically asking them to consider doing that, to put it at an angle or shift it so it's not dead center of the cove. We had contacted Mr. Lehman a couple of times. I had met Mr. Owen at his first inspection. I think it was his first inspection of the property with just the two sticks sticking in it. And let me back up just a bit. We wanted to, the reason we objected was that with only 2 days and uncertainty about what all this meant, we made our objection just to hold our
placeholder.
I'm sorry?
Placeholder.
Yes, thank you. I'm a little nervous. I met with, when Mr. Owen was there, went over to, I was hoping Mr. Lehman was there. He wasn't. He had a representative there, and it was a rather awkward meeting. The person representing Mr. Lehman was rather caustic and insulting, and since then we have sent letters explaining our concern. We've contacted, we've left messages with Lehman a couple of times saying, let's come over, have a beer, have a drink, let's try to discuss this, and I've not really gotten a response. The only response I got was a letter that there was a letter that there had been changes or something in the application. We said we didn't know what the changes were, so come on over, let's explain what the changes were. His only response was a message back to us saying there were no changes, it's the way it is. So I think there's 75 feet, according to their records, of space. I think they could redirect the dock. They could shift it further up the line. If you look at the water, they actually get probably better water if they went over that way. So I don't think it's going to have an impact on his navigability. And having lived there for over 20 years, the wind coming up Chisholm Creek is nothing. The wind out of the west, which is straight this way, is the only concern, and that's not going to make a big difference if they shift it to the right, upwater, downwater, which way?
Downstream.
Downstream, excuse me, thank you. So that's all we're asking. We're just asking for some neighborly consideration, just to shift it so it's not dead center in the creek or in the cove. And
again, the angle coming from all the neighbors is this way, so they can accomplish that just by shifting it over that way, 20, 30, 40 feet, something like that.
I couldn't use that. I'd be shaking all over the place. Thank you.
Any questions of Mr. Rogers for members of the commission?
Yeah.
Start with Mr. Tankard, Mr. Robbins, and my friends down the street.
Given that this is a cove and the angle of the dock seems, when you look at it now, to take up the opening of that cove, you didn't mention navigation. Is that not an issue?
I know, sir. That was in my initial letter to Mr. Owen, that we were very concerned about the navigation. And there's another uncertainty. He references mooring piles on this side of the dock, and we've never had a schematic of where those, or description of where these mooring piles are going to be. We were very concerned. Mr. Owen, I think, had the Corps of Engineers come in, and they say, no, it's going to be okay. I don't think so. It's still going to require some rather drastic jiggering around to get in there to use that one, particularly if it is windy or something like that. So yes, that was a concern, but according to the letter Mr. Owen sent, they said the Corps of Engineers had said it was okay. So that's the only reason I didn't bring it up now. But it is in all our, if you look at the correspondence in the case, you'll see that was the first thing, one of the first things that we said. Also, it's a massive structure here for this size of a lot. This lot is basically only about 100 square feet. Again, the natural view is straight this way. This thing, where it is going to be straight into view, and it's got to have an impact on the value of that property.
Further questions, Mr. Tanker?
No, sir.
Mr. Robbins?
Just to clarify, can you point out again where your view originates? Is it immediately next door, or
you can see our house is here, so our view is everything is towards this. There's trees here, there's trees there. So the natural view is sort of in the center of all these houses. So where this is kind of dead center of all that. I don't think they take any expense or anything else just to shift that thing. I would say I was hoping maybe 50 feet, but it could be 20 feet, 30 feet, something, just to get it out of the direct line of sight.
When you mean shift, you mean moving it counterclockwise, clockwise?
Well, if you look at drawing 2-6.
No, sir, please show me exactly where would you like to see it?
He's got 75 feet according to his drawing. Shift it down, or if he needs this as an anchor point, just angle it. If you look at 2-6, it doesn't match this at all. It shows it already going like this. So I think if they could either move it down or both shift it a little bit, just get it so it's not directly in the line of sight, I think it would be drastically improve the value of Lot 5 and certainly the view for everybody 4, 3, and 2.
Mr. Schick, did you have a question for Mr. Fox?
Yes.
Please proceed.
And if you look at the contours there, you'll see the water. In fact, the water's been so low recently, you can see where the deep water just goes right along here.
So you own two lots?
Yes, sir.
There's just one house on the lot that's on the lower part?
Yes.
Okay.
That would be the house right there.
Yes, yeah. Now, the three trees that's directly in your view, is that on this point right up here? So this is your view from this house, kind of straight like that, is what you're saying?
More or less, yes.
And you just want this part right here swung around up to like right here?
Or I don't think he needs to extend the expense of putting it up there. I think if you look at this contour here, that very much matches. This is shallow, 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 and from about in here, it's about the same. And then it starts getting deeper out in the center. I think if you just shifted it, it'd actually be closer to better water. The wind does not come down the creek, per se.
It comes out of the west when there's a real problem. And the west is that way.
Further questions? Mr. Tiger?
I just got one more. Again, you've referred a couple times to 2-6. And if we look at 2-6, we're saying the channel is approximately 80 foot wide.
I'm sorry. I should have been saying 2-4. 2-4 is his drawing showing it at an angle. Which contradicts 2-6 and 2-1. So I don't know if he anticipated that, but I think he could either continue the swing or just shift it down with that kind of a swing. I think he'd probably accomplish what our objection is, or solve our objection. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying. I guess I'm going to ask one more time. I mean, looking at this, as you mentioned, low tide helps us to understand the bottom contours better, but it seems to me that this dock is in the middle of the channel that leads into the cove. Am I wrong?
That would have been my assumption. That's what we were afraid of, but according to Mr. Owen, the navigation is something they have not said is going to be a problem. I mean, I think it is a problem because you're going to have to swing drastically around that thing.
To get back to the point, that's one of the reasons I asked what the depth was in that cove.
Yeah.
Is it a navigable area or is it a mud flat normally? It appears to me, by virtue of testimony by staff, that it's more of a mud flat. His testimony was under direct, was that it was actually probably blown out on low tide. So that kind of mitigates as far as my concern as far as the navigational issue of it. That was my thought process on it. Maybe flawed, but that's the exact reason I asked what type of depths that we had in there and whether to be able to navigate in there was going to be an issue impeded by that up to right now.
So let me make sure clear.
Yeah.
You're saying that navigation, in your belief, will be impeded. You've lived there 20-some years.
Right.
Is that correct?
That is a very shallow cove.
Do me a favor.
Yeah.
Go up there best you can and point to me. You know, you've got those physical areas. How far on a good day can a 23 foot or 20 foot boat with an 18 to 20 inch draft go up into that cove? Let's say high water and low water.
High water, I mean, there's enough water to use. There's 2 to 3 feet, I would say. On low tide, no way.
Okay. Does that help or hinder?
I'm understanding better now what's going on.
To your question.
Mr. Fox and Dr. McConaughey.
To your question, Commissioner Bowman, it would appear that the deep water is right in here. And I would question why the pier has to be as long as it is. And rotating it around, I don't think is going to change the view a heck of a lot, but it may be a better location if the water depth is.
I just have never gotten into the situation, as we sit here on the commission, of determining what's better for the customer based on what they've submitted. I kind of rely on them, but you know, your point's well made.
I was going to ask him when you
sure.
back up.
Any further questions? Oh, Dr. McConaughey, I'm sorry.
Well, I was just going to point out on page 2-4, if you look at mean low water right at that point going straight across, it varies from about a half a foot to 1 foot at mean low water. So I would say that most of that cove's got to be a mud flat if the mouth is that shallow.
Further questions? Did you have a comment? Because I've got another. Can I borrow the pointer? The pointer?
I was just going to suggest you might look at the soundings because I don't know that there's a depth contour. That might be a glare from the aerial. Maybe you need to look at the soundings to make sure. Essentially, there's 90 feet between the marsh pit and the pier, and there's about a 1 foot deep channel of mean low water according to the soundings. And like you said, at high tide, maybe in a runabout 21 foot boat coming in there, there's 90 feet to get along about between
yep.
that pier and that marsh pit. And there, based on that decision, the Corps of Engineers and the MRC,
what I'm concerned about is this, and I try to look at everything from a fundamental fairness perspective, because after all, I think at the end of the day, that's the way everything should be looked at. The gentleman has basically placed his pier where he could, in center line of his property. Okay, Mr. Roberts is now asserting that it will impact the view right here. My problem is, what about these people that live here that had the view that was going in this direction at one point?
There are no houses there. The house.
What are these, piers?
Yes. These are the houses here. And that natural view still goes in the same direction.
It does.
Can I ask one other
just
thing?
Just a second. So everything is still in this view shed right through here. Even, and how, what's the distance between that pier and there, which you say are living in the neighborhood?
The lots are probably 100 feet wide each, so say 100, 200. For ours, it's, you know, we're like 30 feet from the water. That next house is add 100 feet to it and add the third house, not a house, there, down here.
What is this right here?
That's just a shed.
Okay.
And, but from that house, it's probably another 100 feet. So, but there's still never been a marking of where the mooring piles are going to be. So I don't know how the Corps of Engineers could say it's not going to...
I'm not... I don't know what they can say either, but they're not here. Let me see. Do you have any further questions of the opponent? Thank you. Mr. Lyman, come on. You've heard some comments. I think some members of the commission may have some follow-up questions. Mr. Fox, do you have a question?
Yeah. It would appear, just from looking at this, that your deeper water is right in here. And you've heard Mr. Roberts suggest that maybe you rotated the pier a little bit. You would improve their view, and I would wonder whether you wouldn't be able to get to deeper water with a shorter pier if you went that way. But would, I mean, I've never been to the site and don't know anything about it other than what I'm reading here.
The one drawing, I believe it's marked 2-4, does in fact show a rendering of the pier coming off of the land. Less than 90 degrees, and that is my intent, is to in fact angle it less than 90, as Mr. Roberts indicated. However, I doubt very seriously that I don't have an interest in making it anything less than 80 degrees. The depth of the water at that point is similar to where the area that you're describing, sir, is similar to where I currently have it. It's right around 4.5 to 5 feet at a high tide. The decision that I made to try and keep it where it's situated, again, slightly angled less than 90, is so that we can also have direct visual observation from inside our home, contrary to what Mr. Roberts' thoughts are. Mr. Mariniak flies a flag off of his pier, and it's our barometer for testing where the winds are coming from, and more often than not, Mr. Roberts' flag is blowing. Excuse me, Mr. Moran's flag is blowing this way, so we just have great concerns of the winds that do come in that way. Regarding Mr. Roberts' concerns that I'm lying to you regarding my attempts at discussing the matter with him before I submitted the application, I had great anxiety at even bringing the issue to him. However, I had no reservations of doing so in terms of satisfying the application process. Mr. Roberts actually protested the construction of one of these homes prior to my arrival, and in fact, it was through that protest of that home being built, the gentleman that was present on the day that Mr. Owen showed up, and was described to me as the most uncomfortable meeting, the gentleman that was representing me happens to be my brother-in-law who built that house that Mr. Roberts protested. So I imagine my brother-in-law oddly
made it's getting all clear now.
So I apologize for that. However, it's never my intent to make an enemy here as much as just be able to put a boat house on my property so we can enjoy safely the use of our boat. And I do apologize.
Mr. Schick.
I'd like to be able to. That is not the first time we knew anything about it was when he submitted the application.
Thank you, sir. Under the procedures we have here, we have the applicant, the opponent, the applicant to rebut. You have rebut. Any further questions under rebuttal? Thank you. The matter is before the commission for action.
Move to adopt staff recommendation.
Second. Motion made by Mr. Holland, seconded by Mr. Schick. Further discussion. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much.